He disagrees. He doesn't hold this Yisoid that from a negative you could hear a positive. And you want to say, since when you say the word chulin, it's mutter, from here we hear, if you say the word lachulin, it should not be chulin, it should become asa. But Rameya doesn't hold from this. So our Mishnah can't go according to Rameya. V'yela, so what do you have to say rather than V'yela Rabbi Yehuda? That our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, if so, hainu reisha, that's the reisha. We had the Mishnah before then, that lachulin, it's asa. So now Mishnah is extra. What do we need it for? So Marian is true. Really, it's extra. But I did the Ketoni Kibosa Chazir. Kavod is Kechovim. Since the Mishnah wants to say the next cases that are Chedushim, even though you're saying your food should be also like a pig or like a Boris Kechovim, still the Neder is not Chal. So Lohochi Ketoni, that's where our Mishnah started off. Chulin, it starts off already saying a simple case of chulin, even though it's pshita, we know it already before, but since it wants to say cases of that are mutter, it starts off with this simple case. Ravina says, Hochi Ketoni. No, this is what our Mishnah means to say. V'elu mutarin kechulin. Our Mishnah means to give a hakadomah here to teach us that these next cases that are mutter, it's mutter 100%, just like chulin is mutter. That means v'edu mutarin kechulin. In other words, these next cases, if you do say it, it's mutar 100%. What does it mean? Kabosa chazek avros kechovim. If you say any one of these next lashonis in the Mishnah that you want your food to be yosa like a pig, like a avodah zarah, it's mutar 100% like chulin. Now, what does it mean to teach us? V'lo etoni chulin, because if it would not, if it would have not started off with this first chiddush of like this, like chulin, have a mean, you want to tell me? I would have thought that boy Shaila, that it could be midirabon and akoponim, you have to have a toras nadarim. That's what I would have thought. That's what the Mishnah starts off to teach us. No, these next cases are 100% like chulin. It does not need anything. So Gemara is, there should not be such a havamina. For the Gemara, umi ikol asuki al daita hochi, is it possible that we would have maybe thought like that? That we would have thought maybe that the next cases, even though midiraisa true the neder is not chal, but I would have thought maybe with the Rabbanan, you would have to have a Toros Nadarim. How could I think that way? The Gemara is, for me, the Ketoni Sefer, since the end of the Mishnah says clearly, that hoy mele ishtoi, harayato lai ki imo, poiskun lai pesach mokamachar, since the last case of the Mishnah says clearly, that if you say to your wife, she should be also to you like your mother, then with the Rabbanan we say, you have to have a Pesach, you have to have a Toros Nadarim, but the Mishnah only says it clearly in this last case. So Mechlal, from here it's a proof, that the first cases of the Mishnah do not have to have a Shaila. So therefore, even if the Mishnah would have not started off with Chulin Shaykh Lecho, that it's Mutter, I also would have known that all these cases, Kabos Chazak Avros Chovim, is Mutter 100%. So back to the Kasha, why does the Mishnah have to start off with this first case of Chulin Shaykh Lecho, that it's Mutter? So Gemara says, Ella, what we have to say is, Machvarta, we have to come back to what we said before, that Chulin Memela Naspa, it's true that this first case really is extra, we don't really need it, but it's Kedai Naspa, it's like here, since we're starting off anyway, talking about cases that are mutter, we start off with this simple case. Now the Gemara asks, Mino Hanimili, from how do we know this whole Yisrael that our Mishnah is teaching us, that if you want to make a neder of Hatfosa, which means you want to say that this piece of bread in front of you should be like something else, that something else has to be asur with a koyach of a dibur, with a pair that asid it, but not with a double that the Torah asid. How do we know this? So Gemara says, Omakra, because the Pasuk says, Ish ki yidur neder Hashem. If a person makes a neder to Hashem, so we dash him, what's this double lashon of yidur neder? It means, Ad she yidur bedover hanoder. Whenever you want to make a neder, in a fashion of Hatfosa. In other words, like the Ran first started off, the first run of the Masechta, really there are two ways you can make a neder. If you want to, you can make the simple neder of Stam saying straight to this piece of bread in front of you, you want this piece of bread to be offered to you with a neder. No Hatfosa, you're not saying it should be like something else. You're starting off in the beginning, this should be offered to me with an Issa neder. That's one way you could do it, true. There's another way though, that you could say the piece of bread or the food in front of you should be also to you like something else. And then we say that's called Hatfosa. You want this to be like that. Then what you want it to be like has to be something that's another, that's also because of a Dibur. In other words, like Hegdish or like a Korban. So, but Mashenk and a Dover Osir, that's also from the Torah, because the Torah said it was also like a pig or like avodah zara, you cannot say your food should be like that. So Gemara says, Ihochi, if this is the place that you know it from this pasuk, it should be then afilu b'davar osar nami. Even something that's osar min ha'Torah, also you should be able to make atfosa. You should be able to say this should be like that. Why? Because the pasuk says lesser iser al nafshay. The pasuk says one the same pasuk. You make an iser upon yourself. So luchura it means lesser iser. Even if you want to say that your food should be like an iser, it's also osar on you. So you dashing from this pasuk. What you say only achi de b'davar another, even a davar also should also be also. So Mara says no. Lesser iser, that the pasuk says lesser iser, it's not coming to say against the beginning of the pasuk yidu neder. 100% the beginning is true when ish ki yidu neder, when you make a neder with hatfosa, it has to be like something else that's also because of a dibur, because of a neder. So what does the pasuk end off with lesser iser on afshay is mi burda l'katanya. We need it, like we learned before, that there we had before the Brisa had said, Eizeyu Isra Rama Batara. What's the case of an Isra Neder that's Chal Midiraisa, a case of Hatfosa? That there the case was, let's say you have your yard site, the person has the yard site on Sunday, and he made an Isra Neder, a tainus that he's going to fast on the yard site Sunday. Then the next Sunday comes along and says, this Sunday should be like that Sunday. That that's also an Isra Neder of Hatfosa, and the Neder is Chal. And the Ran speaks out, what's the Chiddush? Why don't we know this from the beginning of the Pasuk? Ish ki yidu neder l'Hashem. He says like this, really, a neder could have mean maybe nisa korban. Let's say somebody goes to his animal and says he wants this to be a korban. By you saying that, you make your animal now osa to the whole world. It's not only osa to you now. A korban is isa hegdish, it's osa to everybody. So now if you take some other food and you say that food should be like the korban, then I understand that your food becomes osa. Because the first issa, the korban, is osa to everybody. But how do I know in a case, let's say you stand like a tainus, you said you yourself are not going to eat the day of your yahrzeit. So on that Sunday, it's only osa you can't eat food. Everybody else could eat. So maybe such an issa that only pertains to you, maybe such an issa you can't make hatfos, you can't make a neder upon. So that's this pasuk. No, lesser iser al nafshay. Even though the first iser is only upon you, or even better, let's say a person has a piece of bread and he says he wants this piece of bread to be also to me with a neder. So this piece of bread now is also, he's not allowed to eat it. But who is the iser upon? It's chal on the chetzer. This bread is also, but it's only also to you, to the person that made the neder. To everybody else in the world, it's mutter. So I would have thought that if you take another piece of bread and you say that piece of bread should be like this piece of bread, maybe it's not osa, because it's not like a korban that's osa to everybody. That's the second part of the pasuk, less or iser al nafshay, even though the iser only pertains to yourself, also it's osa. But avada, the klal is, yidu neder, when is an iser neder chal bat foso, only if you're doing it and saying it should be like something else, that's osa from your peh, from your dibur. But if you're saying it should be osa, because of something that's also midiraisa, like a pig, or like a bodezor, or like nevelus treifas, shkotsum ramashim, or truma, there it's not chal, like our Mishnah says, it's muta. Now the Gemara explains the end part of the Mishnah, it says, o'im l'yishtoi, harei at olai k'imo. If somebody says to his wife, that his wife should be also to him like his mother. So the Mishnah says what? That you have to have a taras nadarim? Or Rimini will have a question. Another place it says, Hareyat olai kebosarimo. If somebody says to his wife should be also to him like his mother. Or else kebosara choisi, like his sister. Or else ka'orla, he wants his wife to be like orla. Like fruit that grows the first 3 years, it's also bano. Or else ka'klai ha'kerem, he wants his wife to be also to him like klai ha'kerem is also. If you have vegetables growing in the vineyards, it's also klai ha'kerem. So here it says, lo yom ha'klum. So lo yom ha'klum pasha means you said nothing, and she's mutter to you. Your wife is mutter without a taras nadarim. And now Mishnah says you have to find the Pesach. So Gemara says, Omer Abaye, Abaye first wants to answer, I'll tell you, lo yom ha'klum midiraisa. That this Braisa says that you didn't say anything. It only means midiraisa, that your wife is mutter to you. But v'tzorech shele midirabonim, it could be though that midirabonim, though I'll call upon him, you have to have a taras nadarim. You have to have a shele, you have to find out, find Merecharoto to be matter that nedim. Rava says another teretz. I tell you, Hobbit Talmid could be no. When the first bride, this bride says, Liyom Aklum, it means that it's mutter. You don't have to have any type of batar at all. in our Mishnah it says you do have to have a Pesach, Hatayd is the difference. Our Mishnah is talking about an Amoritz. By an Amoritz that doesn't know the Halachas, then we make a Gezerah. Like we spoke out already, that we're afraid maybe sometimes he'll say that his wife should be yoset him like a korban, and then the neder is chal. So therefore, since there are some cases that the neder is chal to an Amoritz, we don't want to be makel, make it easy for him, in the case where the neder is not chal, to say you don't need our Torah, because then maybe he'll make a mistake even when he doesn't need our Torah, and he won't do it. So therefore, we say like a loy plug to an Amoritz, he always has to have a Torah Nedarim, even though really the neder is not chal, since it's a Dovra Osir. But like we said, the Ran spoke out, since these people make these Nedarim very often, so we made a gzeira that no matter how we says the neder, his wife is osatim by an Amoritz, we say it needs a Torah Nedarim. That the Brisa says, Leom HaKlum, that's by a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem knows the Halacha. So if he tells his wife should be osatim like his mother, he knows like the neder is not chal, and therefore if you let him get away with it, we're not afraid that sometimes he'll make a mistake. And if he says that his wife should be osatim like a korban, that still would be makel. So therefore, by a Talmud Chochem, it's taka mutter, it's Leom HaKlum. Now the Gemara says, Votanya, I'll bring a proof to this. I'll bring you another place where you also learned that there's a difference between a Talmud Chochem and an Amoritz. That in a case where we could make mistakes, to an Amoritz we're more strict, and to a Talmud Chochem leave it on the Ikar Adin. And we learned like this, that Hanoi de Batero Loya Maklum. And the Ran explains, really it doesn't mean a Lashon of a Nedir here, but it means a Lashon of a Shvua. If somebody wants to make a Shvua, wants to swear, so Lachar is by a Shvua, he didn't even say the word Shvua. He just says, like, Batero Zeh, Shloyese Dov Zeh. Like, by this Torah, I won't go here tomorrow. So now, its question is, what do you mean by this Torah? If you mean by what it says, it's written inside the Torah, and there is Hashem's name written inside the Sefer Torah, so it's like you're saying by Hashem, you will not go tomorrow, that's a Lashon of a Shvua. But if you just mean by the Torah, not by what it says inside it, but just like by the actual parchment of it, that's Lo Yom HaKlum. That's the Halacha, that Ha'anoy Der Ba'Torah. If somebody says that I will not do this thing by this Torah. So Lo Yom HaKlum, he didn't say anything. I will soon we'll explain it. Now, V'yom Rabbi Yechon, Yechon says though, V'tzorach Sheila L'Chochem. But Midrabbonin, you do have to have a Chochem to be matter the Neder. That's what Rabbi Yechon says. And on this, V'yom Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, V'talmud Chochem. But if the person is a Talmud Chochem, ain't a Tzorach Sheila. He does not have to have a Sheila. So I call upon him, you see there's a difference. That by an Amoritz we make the Gzeira, like we'll soon see, since there are cases that you say clearly, by what it says in the Torah, I will not do this. Then it is a Lashon of a Shvua, because you mean by Hashem's name. So since it's possible that you do mean a Shvua, even if you say just by the Torah, I will not do this, to an Amoritz we say the Shvua is Chal, and he has to have a Torah Nadarim. Mashenken, to a Talmud Chochem we say, Ein Tzorach Shaila. This is the proof that there is such a difference between a Talmud Chochem and an Amoritz. Now the Gemara explains it. Tanya, we learned like this. Hanoi de Batero, if somebody means a Lashon Shvua, that I